You don't have to pay to smell. It doesn't cost a thing to smell. Turn this volume down, Demas. You don't have to pay to laugh. You ought to thank God for that. I bring my own bass, so I don't need any. Turn it down. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I serve out of a glad heart. How you doing today? I decided I was going to be all the way black today, so if I scare somebody who's not black, I'm just telling you, take some deep breaths, because I can't help you today. I can't help you. I have to say this before I read the text. I'm taking a privilege. This is a teaching moment, that oftentimes when people of African descent are worshiping with people who are not of African descent and who often don't see themselves as rhythmic or loud or whatever, and interpret loud as somehow not spiritual or whatever that is that happens in that moment, they get scared. And so what black folk do is we try to temper ourselves, you know, and then we have an after party later. So that we don't scare the people. This is what slaves used to do. They used to go to the brush harbor because they didn't want to scare the slavers. They would go sneak, steal away to Jesus. They go into the woods somewhere far away from the big house and from the slave quarters. They would go out little by one so they wouldn't be missed, and they would go out and they would do this. They would start a beat because what they knew was that the spirit did not descend without the beat and the music. That's what we were taught. And so then we joined predominantly white denominations who told us that God was really to be worshiped only in quiet. And we tried that. I'm just telling you, it don't work for black folk. That's all I'm saying. The teaching moment is over. At least that part. Reading in your hearing, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, that's who the evildoers are, my adversaries and foes, they will stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in God's temple. But God will hide me in the shadow, in the shelter, in the day of trouble, will conceal me under the cover of tent, will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted up above thy enemies all around me, and I will offer in God's tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to my God. Hear, O God, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek God's face. Your face, God, will I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Don't turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord for the time that belongs to me, and I'm going to try to do this in short order. I want to speak to you on this topic. I ain't scared, really. When my son was 10 years old, we were taking a walk on the Greenbelt in Austin, Texas. The Greenbelt is literally right off the beaten path and covered with overgrowth and is a gorgeous sight in the daytime. But we happened to be walking right before nightfall and the dusk. And the kids that were walking, my son and two or three of his friends and several of us adults, had run ahead of us, and the dark was descending. And it suddenly occurred to the youngsters among us, the 7 to 10-year-old boys and girls that were with us, that it was getting dark, and they had kind of gotten out of the sight of the adults. And they start running back toward us. And I heard my son, my 10-year-old, quote, "What is a familiar psalm? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." But he added this word, "Quickly." We laughed like you did. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow." "Quickly." We laughed, and he said, "Can we get off the path now? It's dark." And we were like, "But you're not alone. It's dark. Darkness is descending. I get the fear that when darkness descends in a place that you don't know, I get the fear that goes with that," I said to him. "But if you will stay with us, you won't be so afraid." And so he started all of us to saying, "Yea, though I," we did it in a rhythm, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow," "Quickly. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow," "Quickly." And what had been fear became a game. But it became a game because we were together, because we were not alone. The texts that have been written, read in our hearing this morning, all of them are the stories of individual people. Abraham, an encounter with God in the deep part of the night. Is it a dream? Is it a vision? Is it an actual theophany? Who knows? But it is an encounter in the deep of the night, and he is told, "Do not be afraid." You don't say to someone, "Don't be afraid," unless they are. And so Abraham, trembling at the vision in front of him, hears the words, "Do not be afraid, yea, though I walk quickly." The story in the gospel where Jesus is encountered by Pharisees who say to him, "Herod is looking for your life and he will kill you." And Jesus says, "I will not stop doing the work that I'm doing today or tomorrow or even the next day." It is a call to be afraid in the midst of doing the work that we are called to do. And he says, "I will not, yea, do I walk quickly." When you look at the story, even in Philippians, where we are told that we are up against some powers and principalities that do not intend us good and will bring destruction, or in fact, the text says, evil. And then we're told, "Stand firm." And you learn that you can't stand firm unless you are with someone. "Yea, though I walk swiftly." This notion of being encountered when we are alone. David out in the wilderness, perhaps while he's on the run from Saul, perhaps while he's trying to figure out what he's going to do next, perhaps while everyone is asleep but him, and he's holding his head in his hands thinking, "What have I gotten myself into?" begins to sing a song. It is a song. "The Lord is my light and my salvation." He's singing to encourage his heart. He's singing to make himself feel not so alone. There are those moments when you just feel alone. When you just feel like you're the only one in it. And you're certainly the only one that's ever gone through what you're going through right now. David, sitting somewhere in the dark, maybe he was even sharpening his sword, thinking about what it would be like to face foes, many of whom he didn't know, because there is a treachery and an intrigue in ancient Israel. You don't always know who your friends are or your enemies. He couldn't be sure that they were not among him, his friends or his enemies. And so he turned to God in a way that makes it real. One thing have I desired. I will look for that, to behold who you are, God, and to inquire in the place where we worship you. He's a warrior. If I were a good scholar, I would problematize war right up in here. But I'm not feeling like that today, because this is more about what it feels like when we are facing a world that feels hostile to us, whether it is organized war or just the chaos of our lives. David says, don't turn from me. Don't not hear my prayer. Hear me. I will cry softly and I will cry out loud. David knows what it feels like, at least in the song that he is humming in the middle of the night, to feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. He finds somewhere in the song that he is singing in the deep of night in the wilderness, a God who is mother and father to him. The Lord is my light. It is dark. The Lord is my light. I feel besieged. And my salvation, the Lord is my light. He is singing to himself when he feels most vulnerable. It is a song that he invites us to sing with him. The people of the canon put it in there for us to sing along, so that when we feel alone, when we are in the dark night of our own souls, when we have been threatened by the Herods of our lives, we can find something in us that says, today and tomorrow, I will keep right on going. When we find it hard to believe the promises that were made when we could believe the promises, and now we find ourselves in a place of deep unbelief, we need to hear the words that Abraham heard. Do not be afraid. I am with you. These words are the ones that have been given us to mitigate us against the fear that beats up against our heart. And we lie if we say we're not afraid. Fear is a constant companion to faith. The great lie told to us is that if you had faith, you would never fear. But how could you ever read the scriptures and come up with that? Be not afraid. Whom shall I fear? I will not stop. I will stand firm. These are the words that have been put together in these lectionary days to remind us in this Lenten season, in this time when we are reminded by those of us of African descent that there were people who kept going even to the sound of dogs at their heels. We are reminded that Martin Luther King Jr. sat in a kitchen one day holding his head in his hands and reminding himself that he had to decide to die. That he could not let death be the thing that kept him doing what was right. He had to decide that his wife and his children could die too. This was the cost of his discipleship, to wrestle with God to a place that he could face death. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Death is not the final word. Therefore, I can stand firm. Many a thousand gone, and yet we keep coming. Many a thousand taken from among us, and still we are here. We are here because of something my son said on the Greenbelt in Austin. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, quickly, you are with me. And so is my mama and my mama's friends and my friends. I am not really alone, no matter how alone I might have felt just a few minutes ago. What will keep us in the days ahead, in this Lenten season and the season beyond, except to remember that we are not alone? Whom shall I fear? I ain't scared, really.